Oh, yeah. Coming at you, WBCFFL. Welcome, everyone, to the Week 10 BCFFL podcast. My name is Troy Keener. I am the commissioner of the BCFFL.
Hello, Troy.
With me today, it's going to be a long one, Mike. With me today is Mike Minnick, owner of the IMUS, 1998 champion, and wearing his very nice T-shirt tonight, Mother Effin Legend himself. Welcome back, Mike.
Well, it's great to be back, and we'll be able to hear it.
let's go over that. We've been working hard on the sound. Coming to you live, first of all, from Lancaster, Pennsylvania, the Soup Party Production Studio. We've been working very hard on the sound quality. Last week was one of my, in my opinion, probably, it's definitely my favorite podcast of the year. Unfortunately, nobody could really hear it because the sound was so bad. But I don't know what really happened last week. I think when I brought the music in and out, and I'm struggling with that a little bit, I think I turned down our mics when I was bringing the song off and on.
I was going to suggest that. Now let's make sure we can hear this.
Oh, I can see that. Lion's I can hear that.
Head. Yeah.
Oh, yes. Oh. Our podcast is brought to you by Lion's Head Beer, and Mike just opened one up. He looks like he's enjoying himself tremendously right now.
Excellent.
It's sounding much better now, and let's hope it going forward, you know, my dumb ass won't hit the wrong button.
I did notice we still have the mascot.
Yeah.
Goldie is...
She's still here. She was supposed to be picked up last week. I don't often talk to Melissa's mom too, but and I'm not going to rock the boat.
Yeah,
so,
that's a good idea.
When she comes over to get her, she'll come over to get her. Otherwise, you know, and in the back of my mind, you know, I'm thinking to myself, maybe, you know what, screw it. Maybe I will keep Goldie.
Yeah. One last.
No. It's no harm, no foul. I mean, oh, I just, okay. You know, actually, it's a good memory. It's a good memory. It's the last thing I have to remember, Melissa and the kids. It's like, you know, it's not exact. I was holding on to it for those reasons. I mean, I'm not a monster, Mike, despite what you've heard or think. But
wow, of course.
Yeah. All right.
No.
Yeah. So anyway, yeah, she's still here. I did turn off her friend though, because all last week when I could hear the podcast, that thing was chirping. And I don't know if you heard that, but it was hard enough to hear the thing alone. bad enough to hear the chirp. Yeah. Anyway, how you feeling? I'm COVID's still COVID free. I mean, it seems like
I'm still COVID free. My somebody you know, where my wife works has it. Mm-hmm. Everybody now they get tests twice a week.
Yeah, there were some people raising some concern whether or not we should even have the podcast in person anymore, and maybe we should even, you know, consider going Zooming it. I don't know. Is that, you know?
Yeah, well, the Zoom, we'll have to also test the old sound when we do the Zoom.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, right now we're, I don't have a problem with it. I mean, we are sitting pretty far away from each other.
And if I understand it, it's only $15 a month. That's coming right out of your pocket for this.
That's right.
Excellent Zoom.
That's right. Yeah. And I haven't been able to use it. And, you know, I was told by a treasurer just to suck it up and deal with it and use your
high
score winnings. And, you know, it is what it is. And I was actually thinking, I was along those lines. I was talking to Hardy today. And I think what I'm going to do is open up a Zoom on either noon or 1 o'clock on Sunday, maybe keep it open for an hour if anyone wants to jump on and say hi, or, you know, just kind of like an open bridge. You know, I don't know if people are around or home. Some people go out to watch games, but the way things are going right now, things are being closed and no one's ever, you know. So I think I'm going to open it up on this Sunday, see who joins, see who doesn't, and then, you know, we can just kind of have a round table or we can just shoot the shit for an hour. And you know what I mean? I'm going to give that a shot.
That sounds like an excellent idea.
So look for that in your email. What else we got for news of the week, Mike? What do you think?
There was somebody that passed away.
You want to go with Paul Hornung, my man?
Well, that's
I got so much to talk about with him. He was literally one of my heroes. I mean, when I didn't really know him growing up, but when I first started getting into the Packers when I was a late teenager, early in the 20s, man, I read so much about this guy, watched so many, and heard so much about this life, this colorful life that this man led. I mean, if there's anyone I could go back and be, it would be Paul Hornung, man.
Wow.
I mean, the guy was, he's, you know, a coxman. I mean, you talk about a coxman. I've patterned my life after this man.
Wow.
I've patterned my whole entire life after this man. It was the Golden Boy. He was an MVP. 4 times he won the championship. Heisman Trophy winner from Notre Dame.
And a coxman.
A coxman, you know.
I don't know what that is, but
he enjoys women or enjoys chasing women. Coxman. He's a, you know, they call him coxman.
Oh.
Yeah. Okay. He was a quarterback at Notre Dame. But Lombardi made him a running back with a potential to throw. And all those years that the Packers are winning, in the glory years of the Packers, he was also their kicker.
Holy
I mean, the guy did everything. And that was just his – and then, you know, he got in trouble with gambling. He was caught gambling. He was this guy is a star. But he was a star of the Packers, which was the elite team. It would be like
– Pete Rose?
It would be like Tom Brady gambled on the Bucks or the Patriots when he was playing and the NFL – banned him for a year, even though they wouldn't. But back then they did. The thing about Paul, when he fessed up to it and he didn't name, and there was a whole bunch of other players doing the same thing in this little thing, he took the heat for all of them. He didn't name another name. This guy.
Stand-up guy, a great coxman.
That's just on his field activities. I mean, off the field, as coxman. He once said, never get married in the morning. You never know who you're going to meet that night.
Wow.
This guy was right. I'm telling you, this guy was my hero, man. Lombardi called him the greatest player that he ever coached, ever played for him. I mean, that's saying something. Well, I mean.
Unfortunately.
Yeah, unfortunately, we lost him. And one last thing about him. My Packer football that I have, that I've had probably, man, it's going on 25 years. He was the last living signature on that ball. And I don't know if it makes it more valuable or if it makes it less valuable now that they're all gone. It was Bart Starr, Paul Hornung, Jim Taylor, and Ray Nitschke. That's one of my prized possessions, man. I mean, if that, you know, but now they're all gone.
Maybe you want to display that, you know.
I did for a number of years, and it you know what happened? It faded the actual autographs, you know, and so I just keep it in the complete darkness. I wish I could. Maybe I'll get it out.
I'll go over it with marker if you want.
Oh, no. That's good. That's not going to happen. Yeah. One other thing, the trade deadline came and passed. No trades, you know, one of those things.
Also, the Buffalo Bills had a – tremendous loss at the end.
Oh, my God, the Cardinals. How did that happen? Did you see
Hail Murray?
How about Diggs, man, going off? I mean, he was going off on the sidelines like that game was over. It's like, you don't do that, man. You do it after the game's over.
I was so happy. I was doing a dance, and then the next minute I was
Diggs was talking so much shit after that. He caught that touchdown?
Well, yeah.
Pumping him. I mean, it's just, and then you saw Murray on the sidelines, and he's got that Aaron Rodgers like look, you know, like nothing. It's not over till that freaking till the end with that guy. He's a good kid.
Yeah,
I wish I had him on my team.
He actually has more points than at this part of the season than when Pat Mahomes won the MVP in
last year, 2 years ago. Whoa, are you serious?
More points
than Jackson last year.
He's on pace to break both their records.
Wow. And you don't hear much about him. I mean, he doesn't get national. I mean, they're starting to talk about him now.
Yeah.
But I guess playing for the Cardinals all the way out in there, you know, in the desert, it's almost like he doesn't get enough. He's not getting, in my opinion, he's not getting enough respect. I mean, every week the guy just.
Every week, yeah.
Every week he does something else.
Each week he does this, he's going to keep getting more and more.
Yeah, yeah. So the B team also had an issue this week, again, with one of their members of Iran.
Now what's happening here? He's just not looking ahead and saying,
I'm not sure this guy's
going to be in the league on Monday.
He's saying they're inactives, and it's like one of those things where, you know, was it a 4 o'clock game or something? I don't know that because you could drop up to 1 o'clock, right? I mean, you can make a move up to one,
and you can put somebody on your bench that might play at four, and you can switch him out. Then.
He's claiming that it's happened to him twice. He's all bent out of shape. I know the first time it happened was Monday night, and I know how that could be. Actually, it was a Tuesday. I think it was one of those COVID things. I could see where he'd be in a pickle for that because you can't make any moves after 1 o'clock. But this was the 1 o'clock game, wasn't it? Or was it the 4 o'clock game? Maybe it was the 4 o'clock game. It had to be the 4 o'clock.
No, he's got to have more foresight, and.
Well, I wasn't going to tell him that, but he's all bent out of shape. He wants to present it to the. Oh yeah, I mean, if he wants to present it to the rules committee, obviously we'll vote on.
I'm assuming he picked up Winston, right?
I don't know. Someone did. I didn't really look too close at the.
We'll have to check that later. Because I was thinking about putting it in to maybe block him, but I only had $14, and I don't think that was going to be enough.
The Fab report this week was interesting. I don't know if you took a look at it. I'm not going to get back into this too deep because I lost everybody, including the person who I think that was Jerry. But if you look at what happened last week, it happened again. And the way I was describing it, it happened again. And this is exactly why he drops before going into it, because I can explain to you what happened. He picked up Jameis Winston. Jerry's the one who
Jerry
got him.
Did the B team, can you tell if
B team spent $1.
On him?
$1.
So they're going to roll with Stafford.
Jerry threw 26 out there and won. Now, Jerry dropped Jordan Wilkins when he picked up Jameis Winston.
That's good.
The problem was, now follow me with this. Uh-huh. The problem is he put in a second waiver attempt. He tried to pick up Michael Pittman.
Uh-huh.
And couldn't. It was invalid.
Because he already
dropped.
Right.
See what I'm saying? That's what's going on.
Well, that's fine, though, because he figured, well, if I get outbid for Winston, then I'll pick up Pittman and drop him. Either way, he was going to drop him.
Yeah, yeah, so I get it. But, I mean, I'm just saying it's happened twice, too, now. And it's one of those things. I mean, let's see. The Brothers Grimm threw 42 out for Salvin Ahmed. Who the hell's that?
They must have some money to just throw around.
B team threw 24 on that and didn't.
Salvin, he's the running back from Miami.
Yeah, right. And so they threw 24 at him, but $1 at their backup QB. I don't get it. I went out and I put 16 up to get Hines. I got him.
That's good. That's
four cool. Other teams bid on him. Bada Bing, Reaper, and bailing out. All tried to get him. Didn't bid. I bid, like I said, 16. I don't know why I thought 16, but I do have plenty of points.
What was the next? What was the next?
11.
11.
Bada Bing threw 11 out.
Yeah.
Other than that. Huh. Nobody was Winston, Almond, or Salmon, whatever. That was it.
So I picked up Pittman today for nothing.
Yeah. Jerry bid $5 on him and didn't get it. Yeah, because he.
Well, those are the breaks. That's the positive of having to be at work at 5 in the morning.
Is that one of the positives?
You get the.
I thought it was that lovely fish smell that you have to deal with every day.
Well, that's another positive. Mm. But. Some people call it the Coxman. I call it the Fishman.
You really like that Coxman. You never heard of first Coxman?
No, I never did.
Yeah, like he was a natural Coxman, you know. Like I said, I patterned my life off after this guy.
Yeah, that's excellent.
You like that. You're going to hold on to that one.
Yep, that one's going to be used.
I mean, other than that, I don't know what else we could talk about the rest. I mean, it was kind of a weird week, man. I mean, it's amazing how things have changed dramatically from just 2 weeks ago. I wrote down. Oh, okay. We said we were going to do this every week. So if the playoffs started today, which it's changed quite a bit from even last week. Brothers Grimm would be in the AFC would be the number one seed with a bye. B-team would be now be the division winner with Big TDs as the wild card. Heroes got bounced.
Yep. And they play this week. That's a huge game.
Huge. Oh, my God. Yeah.
There's this week.
Yeah.
So big. All right. So we'd have the Grimm with the bye.
Yep. B-team and Big TDs as the wild card. In the NFC, that completely changed as well. Now we have Bada Bing at the number one seed, 7-3.
Yep.
You are the winner of the R division.
From the tiebreaker.
And I would be, and I would be the wild card. So I dropped from the number one seed to barely making into the damn playoff. I'm having quite a skid here. But, I mean, we also saw a couple teams we can pretty much say are completely out now. I mean, we know the P4
I don't know about that.
P4
is the only one that's
P4 is four games behind and, what, three games left? We have three games remaining.
Three games.
So, yeah, you got to say P4 is the only team.
P4 is the only one that I think is definitely.
Agreed. All the other teams are 4-6.
Yeah.
Which is really close. I mean, you're 5 and what? There's you're 5-5 now?
Are
you?
You're
6-4. That's right. Sorry. Yeah. Sorry about that. No, we're both 6-4. So yeah, I mean,
there are 9 teams.
It's going to be hard for
4-6 and 6-4. 9 teams. So there's only
My God! One out, and then 9 in, and then between.
The two 7-3s that have the byes.
So if both of us win this week, we pretty much. We're both going in, maybe, and pretty much. I mean, it's going to be hard for them to catch us for the wild card.
Yep, and that's still Ed.
I'm playing Ed this week, so if I win, I'm pretty much I'm sending Ed packing if I can beat him this week.
Oh boy,
I'm not saying I want that.
Yes, you are.
Yes, I do. I love you, Ed.
So.
No, and you know what? You want to go over the. Other than that, I mean, who are you playing this week? Who do you got? I forget.
Who do I have? I have the B team.
You're not one of those big games, are you? Oh, okay. Oh, you have the B team? So, no. I mean, that's not a critical game. It's division winner game or leading games. It's not one of the playoff implications.
Yeah, it's not going to.
Okay, so then you're not going to affect anything.
Not too much.
Okay, well.
Couple more things. Vince. Because Vince listens to these, and
oh boy,
he wanted me to approve a couple. He wanted me to say a couple things.
Do we need to? I don't think we should turn over this podcast for one only.
No, this would just be
all right.
Two
go
quick
ahead.
Things.
Let me just finish this. Beer.
One.
Hold on. Let me take my headphones off so I can give two shits.
Go ahead. Apparently, he lives, which is kind of humorous. It's called She Young. How young is she? She young enough. If there's grass on the field, play ball.
Oh. Now, is that where Young Man Koo is from, too, do you think? The kicker?
I mean, might be.
She
what? She young.
She young and Young Man Koo. I think I found out where he's from in China. He is Chinese, right? I don't know. He's on my team. I'll have to investigate
this. I thought you were talking about Vince. I was going to say no.
Fuck no. No, I'm talking about not Ho Chi Minh. young Man Koo, my kicker, man.
Yeah. Yeah, I would think so. Also, he was in the Air Force for
this volume might be too loud, man.
31 years.
31 years. Well, you know what? God bless him for that, man. I'll give him,
So that's about it.
So he's been in the Air Force 1 year. We think the league's been around for a long time. Vince was in the Air Force for longer than this league's been around.
Yeah,
and we've
been
around for freaking ever.
He's been out
this is our 30th.
He actually worked on planes in Vietnam. That's what he was.
No shit.
When he was in, that's what his first job was. And then
hope he wasn't actually working on the engines and shit.
Well, I think he was.
Oh, Jesus.
But then they stopped making them, and then he
became. Hope he was just putting fucking gas into
things. The bomb specialist. He might have been.
I hope he wasn't doing anything other than just.
He was tightening the bolts on the tires.
Because I can't think of anything less important. I mean, maybe he was cleaning the damn windshield off the. Well, I don't know. That's important too.
And he had one last thing.
Oh no.
His spelling is not good, which we're all aware of.
He's probably going to kick.
But apparently, he can add. And he thinks you have a little trouble adding. What was it, 10 and 4 or whatever you were doing there last week?
Hey, you know what? I know my weaknesses.
Yeah, we all have them.
Yeah.
Except for the Coxman.
Oh, enough with the Coxman, man.
All right.
Thanks, Vince. I appreciate your input. We're going to have a Vince Wartliff corner every podcast now?
I hope not.
Because it's I'm telling you, it's riveting.
He listens. He takes notes.
Jesus Christ, really?
Yeah.
Is our saving grace?
He
should say that.
He sends me
his picks,
careful with this. And I just ignore those.
You don't even. Oh well, what? You know what? We should give Vince his time. No, you're shaking your head. No. Oh wait. Oh wait. Sorry, you didn't want that to go over the air. All right. Let's go into the reviews, Mike. I think
the reviews.
Let's
yes.
go review. What? All right. Let's you know. Let's
sounds
get into
good.
It. We're 20 minutes in.
Oh, that was
and
quick.
I have no. You're gonna have to come. You're gonna have to tell a story today because I don't. I don't. My mind is blank.
Okay.
Well, we'll think about it then. Yeah. Maybe you'll spark something in me in the last. All right. Let's go to reviews. Where do you
let's go to reviews. You pick the game. Well, how did we do? What
was
the,
I
was
just
going to
say,
score?
What did you say at the end of it? Remember, we picked almost all games differently, and when did you say what happened?
Probably 3-3.
Yes, we were both 3-3.
So I'm still one game behind.
Correct. Well, yeah. I can't believe this, but we both ended up 3-3. So I'm 21-21 for the season. You are 20-22. Now, I got the math right this time.
Okay.
Jerry was 1-5.
Yeah, take that, notch.
Jerry did have a good week. And
you know,
I'm sure
it's
he's
really been hard, apparently, to pick these. You'd think it would be pretty simple.
Well, if you listen to Jerry, should you know, he went into every one of those selections with the confidence of a you know, a Coxman.
Absolutely.
I mean, if you listen to him on the podcast, I mean, he says it in a way. I mean, Jerry's really good on the podcast, man.
I couldn't hear him.
I know, unfortunately. Well, that's another thing we forgot to mention. Jerry did the entire podcast with the microphone switch in the off position. we've got to work on his on his podcast technical skills. Other than that, I mean, he's you know,
well,
I'd love to hear him talk about it. I mean, that story of Pittsburgh was for my money, man.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
it was excellent.
Just too bad we couldn't hear him. Where do you want to start, Mike? Go ahead.
You tell me.
What was the game of the week? The game of the week last week was what? Was it the game of the week?
I don't remember.
You don't remember?
Maybe
did you check your diary?
Ben Grimm.
Yes, that was the game
was
of the
probably
week.
Probably
And did it live up to the expectations?
Not really.
Bing pretty much handed it to him.
Yeah, I tell you what. I've been underestimating
Joel,
Bing.
I'm telling you, man. He's
and every week.
You're finally gonna. It's week 10. You're finally going to give him his due. 7-3. You're finally going to say he's half decent.
Well,
oh, my God.
I don't know about that.
Oh.
We're still. I'm just trying to let him know that I see what he's doing. He's doing a good job.
He's managing his team very well.
Yeah, that trade. I wonder if the Grimm are still liking that trade where they gave him.
It is from what I.
Roethlisberger, right?
From what I can tell from just the communications between the brothers and Dave Miller,
uh-huh.
It sounds like a very sore subject. And put it this way, it sounds to me, I don't know if this is true. Because you know with those two, you never know what is true and what's not true. But.
Sure.
It sounds like one of the brothers may have made the trade without consulting with the other two members. And you know, they have a history of doing this.
No,
they have a long history of doing this. In fact, when Tom was on the team, I remember making a trade with Tom and I was another owner of another team and I'm like, "Don't you want to talk to your owners about this?" He's like, No. This is good. They're going to buy into this. And I remember saying to myself, well, okay, but I don't want to. And sure enough, I got accused. Mark came at me, calling me like, "You're one cool customer, Mr. Keener."
Oh.
Like I was like my trading. I was going around him. And no, that wasn't the case at all.
You're sneaking.
No, I was like, look, I was. Who do you talk to? I mean, which one? Do you call? Do you make a conference call to talk to the grand?
Under the table.
Well, so I don't think that they're very happy with it. I mean,
just a little review. They traded Roethlisberger to Bing, who proceeded to drop 49.65 points, while their other quarterback, who they still have, Baker, had a 6.7. So apparently,
wow,
if that trade wouldn't have happened,
yeah,
there could have been a different story.
You know, I don't know about you, but when I go into, I don't care if I go into a trade with somebody, I want to get equal value back, right? I mean,
well,
but
yeah,
but I get, but
you want to better your team.
Well, that's again, that is what that was Mark's assessment, and he's known. That's what they've done this many times before. They don't care who they trade. If they get somebody back that fills a roster spot that they think actually, you know, improves their team,
right,
they'll do it. And they don't care how much they're giving away or to who.
Lion's,
I mean,
head.
Yeah. I mean, I see the sense in that. I do see the sense in it because you're focusing on your team. And, you know, don't get me wrong. Look at the Brothers Grimm. They don't have – I mean, you can look at their history of that team and say – you know, you can't really fault them for anything. This is a championship caliber team here that's inconsistent,
yep,
and here they are again this year. They're not. I mean, they're number one team,
yeah,
in the AFC. I mean, so, but I mean, was the trade? I mean, I don't know. I mean, it's a good topic to talk about. I mean, you could say it and see. You know, but did it help their team?
Well,
I know for a fact that
it was.
They got one win out of that. They got that first win out of that
because of
that trade. Now,
and it was—is it Williams? Is that the guy's name for?
No,
for
it was
Green Bay?
Jamal. Yeah, Jamal Williams.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. They wouldn't have won if they didn't have him.
Well,
because so they got one win out of it. I mean,
they got one win and one loss out of it.
Oh,
so.
No? Okay.
So they're 1-1.
He's putting up a lot of points.
Yeah, Roethlisberger. Yeah, he sure is.
And if you notice, it kind of turned Joel's season around.
Yeah, and then Joe also had Josh Jacobs, who apparently listened to my podcast and decided to have a good game for a change. He had,
Jerry did kind of rub that in your face a little bit.
Well, that's all right. I still don't think he's that good. He's still going to get hurt. He has like three
come
games.
On,
he's
man.
Got
just
like three
on.
Games
would
this
you
year
just
with more than like 15 points.
Could you say so? All right, so you tried to say something nice about the Bing, and then you just back whatever you said. You just got, all right. Look, you better move on quick before you dig yourself a deeper hole.
And Jefferson also did well. So he had three players that really played well for him. So and
yeah, I mean,
you know,
it didn't turn out to be the game of the week, but I mean,
no, it sure
no
did.
Game really, no game was the game of the week. I mean, there was no close games this week at all. At all.
Wow.
I mean, when you look at the previous 9 weeks, there's always been, you know, two or three games that were close. Not this week. I mean, this.
Right.
You know.
I don't even have the score of the B team bailing out down. I wonder why.
It was 101-84.
Oh,
so,
okay.
I mean, they were all kind of like, every game was kind of, you know, 15, 20 points apart without,
yeah,
you know, even my game was, well, my game was like 50, 60. I was never in that game.
Nope.
What do you want to talk about? Do you want to talk about my game?
Sure.
I mean, I was
yeah
it was a disappointment. I'm starting to worry. I mean, I kept on saying I was healthy, but boy, that turned really quick on me.
Yeah. Do you think Lockett's going to play this week?
I don't know, but I did see today that Galladay's coming back, so I might just plug in Galladay because I'm afraid to play Lockett. He didn't practice the last 2 days. How can you go into the Thursday night game with a knee that you haven't been able to run on? I mean, and you're supposed to be a deep threat. I don't know, man.
Yeah.
You can't run on it. I mean, how the hell are you going to get separation and score?
That's true.
And then did you see the Bing picked up Dave Moore over?
I did see that.
I
mean,
I was hoping he'd sneak through, but
didn't
happen. So, yeah, I mean, Dave Moore's.
I doubt he's even going to play him. He just took him to screw you.
Possibly. But, I mean, still, that he got the job done on that one.
It's the way to Bing roll.
Okay. I didn't have, I mean,
so
man, I didn't have a good week.
And that also, you also got eliminated from the death pool.
I did, yep. And that hurt.
And the big TDs
are
won.
Out. No, they're out.
No, but they won the highest
score.
That,
the highest score. Yeah, I didn't even notice that. Yeah, the team I played. How about that? Yeah,
yeah.
Good for them.
Good.
But did
good
you see Hardy
them.
Correct? Did you see Hardy corrected all that?
No.
No, you know, remember we uncovered
the
death pool issue that, you know.
Yeah, there must have been a rule switch.
And the funny thing was, had that stayed in place and we didn't uncover that, bailing out was out.
Yeah, how about that?
Now they're in. and you're out instead.
Yeah.
So that's so it's wonderful. Coming out. So it's coming down to bailing out and Bing this week.
Yeah.
I mean, who would have thought?
I'm definitely going with Bing.
Well, they're not playing each other. I mean, they're just...
No, but they're in the elimination pool. I'm sure.
Yeah. I think I got to agree with you on that one.
Yeah.
I mean, it's one of those things where it's almost like the cage match.
It doesn't matter.
It's the cage match that, you know, bailing out's in the corner waiting for all the other guys to beat each other up and throw each other out of the ring, and all of a sudden he finds himself in the ring with the Bing, and we'll see. But, congrats to Ed for getting this far, and, I mean, it's something to look forward to this weekend. Wait, maybe he can get lucky. You never know.
You see, Kamara had 27.8 points, and I think he had, 30 rushing yards or something. It was something mighty low.
The dude is just, I mean, he had 3 touchdowns. That's what it was.
It's not a bad first-round pick at 12. Sure isn't.
Yeah. No, it's not. Now all of a sudden Jerry looks like he's good again.
Yeah.
You know, he had three or four weeks that he looked like shit.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, boom.
I've been there.
You know, so
4 weeks in a row, I look like shit.
That's what I mean about the AFC wildcard team. Whoa. That's what I mean about it. It's like if it's Carter or Jerry, you know what I mean? They are a very explosive team.
And
either one.
Also, DFW is hanging around.
Oh, yeah. It's going to be
this
a good last 3 weeks.
He's getting hot at the right time.
Yep. Yeah, I got to agree with you.
Yeah, he drafted for a second half team, and now it's starting to.
Well, why don't we go to DFW's game? It was against the Reaper. Unfortunately, they lost, but it was a close game.
Yeah, it was a close game. It scored 115
Carr
points.
Really hurt him.
Yeah.
Because he had his big three, Metcalf hurt him too, though, surprisingly. 2.8.
Yeah, he had Swift had 23.9, Hopkins 27.7. But, yeah, Carr hurt him.
Hurt him bad. But we knew he would struggle
Metcalf.
With Ryan Down.
Yep.
You know, so, you know, I mean, and he almost pulled it out, so.
Now, the thing with Carr scoring 8.7, you know how many points the Raiders scored?
37
points.
How the hell is that pot? Well, Jacobs is getting the
ball. Yeah, Jacobs. And apparently it wasn't on a little dump-off passes either.
Yeah. I mean, that's kind of the way Gruden likes to do it, right? I mean, look, Gruden, remember who Gruden won with down in Tampa?
No.
I can't either. I can't remember his name now either. the bald left-hander. He was like an old. He wasn't a great. Dilfer. Dilfer.
Oh.
I mean, the guy was not putting up numbers. I mean, he was just handing the ball. I mean, that's the way the guy likes to win.
Yeah. So yeah, the Reaper's getting hot.
Reaper is getting hot.
42 points
with
from
your
Allen.
Quarterback.
Well,
you don't care.
Allen had 42, and what did Brady
Hunt
had
16.
Brady had 44, so he's doing more than Adam.
And you know who's good? He's got that receiver I like from Carolina, Moore. That guy's a player.
Yeah, he's really up and
down.
He had
19 points and didn't have 100 yards. That's pretty damn good.
Yeah.
I like that guy. I'm going to keep an eye on him for next year. He's like one of those late-round receivers that, you know, is pretty solid, in my opinion. But
I think he probably went in, round 5 or 6.
Well, yeah, I mean, mid-range. I mean, I'm not talking, week 14, around 14.
Right.
But, no, it was a good win for Tom. Kept him in the playoff run.
Sure did.
And now, all of a sudden, he's kind of got himself back in this he's got himself back in this race.
He's 2 games behind me, and he's got a tiebreaker over me. So I'd really like for him to lose this week, and I think he's playing Bing. Is that who he's playing? Yeah,
yes.
Bing and the Reaper.
Yep.
Thank goodness.
So, yeah, I mean, again, he's back in it, but if he loses this week – it's one of those teams where they can't afford to lose.
Right.
And unfortunately, he's got the Bing on his lineup or on his schedule this week, so we will see.
We have
what else we got? So DFW, we talked. How about the? Let's talk about the Imus and Heroes.
Imus and Heroes. Yeah, I was really worried. I was, but
yeah. At one point, I looked over at this game, and you were like 20% chance of winning or something like that. I don't know what point of the game it was. He's got to be disappointed with Goff, man.
Well, that's the thing. Goff threw for, 340 yards?
Cup's got to be his biggest disappointment of the year. I mean, if I look at it, Cup has really laid an egg.
He's got 2 touchdowns this year.
Really?
Cup has 2. Woods has 4.
What the hell happened to that guy?
Their offense,
I'm telling you, that offense is overrated.
They run the ball. So yeah. And they take
their
turns.
Their defense, I love their defense. And I drafted their defense, and I'm starting them a lot. But their offense, I wouldn't touch that with a freaking 10-foot pole, man.
Yep. I was, I don't know if you noticed, I picked up this kicker, Myers.
No, oh my God, whoa.
Yeah, guy for Seattle.
Yeah, 17 points.
17 points, and I dropped a guy from the Packers.
Packers, yeah.
And he would have got six. What's that, 11-point difference? What'd I win by?
11 points. Wow, nice move, Mike.
GM of the year, maybe.
Wow. Yeah, that's a pretty good move.
Jerry, I love kickers. We need to keep them.
Yeah, whatever happened to the kickers have zero strategy in this league, and the kickers don't make any difference in the games, and blah, blah, blah bullshit. What do you want to throw in? This is exactly what I'm talking about. This is exactly the reason why we keep them in.
Right. All that win in
all
Green
the extra
Bay,
strategy involved
that.
In this.
Yeah.
And this is I wish Jerry was here to openly discuss this in a civil calm way, as I'm sure he would be. But this is exactly what I'm talking about. I mean, anyway.
That was a great move on my part.
It was. I mean, it just proves that there's value in in any every position.
Every position. Speaking of that, tight end. Tight end. The highest scoring tight end was
this week or total for the year?
No, this week was Gronk with 11.1.
Oh, Gronk. Is that with the bailing out?
Yeah.
Let's go over that game.
11.1.
This was kind of an upset. But
I'm not done with my tight end story here, Troy.
I thought you were going over to bailing out.
Well, I'm going to in a minute. But
sorry,
there
Mike.
Were there are five tight ends that scored 4 points or less.
Five tight starting tight ends, yeah.
That we start, yeah.
Yeah, tight
four
ends.
4 points.
Yeah.
Can't
I
get
thought
40
I had
40 yards. You
I
had a good one. Yours was the second highest with nine.
Yeah.
Hunter.
Yeah, Hunter is a solid tight end, but, I mean, I tried to make trades. I tried to trade. I had three solid tight ends, and nobody wanted them. Nobody wanted to move
them. You won't
them.
Trade in your division.
No,
I
won't. That's right, I won't.
I
well,
would have took one.
There's nothing wrong with that.
I had Hooper, got me 1.1. You know where he is now?
The VFW?
Yeah, Hooper's fucking on the free agent market, asshole. So, all right,
you
want
to go to bailing out?
Yeah, let's go to bailing
now,
out.
Now, this was, I thought was an upset. I picked it. I picked the bailing out, man. I mean, only because I was pissed at the B team for – hold on. I was pissed at the B.
Head.
Oh shit! I was pissed at the B team for winning the growler and the nonsense that, and the way they did it with Breeze and his magic pixie dust that he does it in. So I said bailing out. I said screw it. But Ed, man, Ed's got himself back in this wild card run as well.
Yeah.
Even with that 2-point performance from his defense.
But yeah, they had.
He had nobody that really had like a monster game. He just had
he had a bunch of solid. Malcolm Brown got him 17. Harris got him 15.
When you're
starting those two and you get 32 points.
Yeah. When you're looking at Tannehill and your defense together getting you 16, it's a miracle he won.
Yeah. And the next 2 weeks for Tannehill, he's got some tough competition.
Oh, yeah. Thank you. Yep. It's got some tough competition with the dogs, that's for sure.
Yeah, that's not what I was talking about, though. But yeah, he plays dogs and me, so yeah, he does.
He's got a tough road ahead of him.
But Tannehill,
sure. Yeah.
Tannehill, I think, is playing Baltimore and Indy again.
And I hate to say it, Tannehill doesn't. Last couple games, not just him. The Titans kind of look like shit a little bit.
Yeah, I don't think we did. Is there anything else with this one?
Well, you can mention that Breeze. Oof, that was ugly, man. I heard he broke four ribs. Two on both sides?
Yeah. The one was apparently a week ago that he played through.
You're kidding.
And then,
well, I heard that one of them punctured his lung or something.
And then this week's.
The punctured his lung.
Yeah, they didn't know. He didn't complain about it.
Guy's a tough. He's tough, man.
Yeah. So
I mean, he's old school.
With cracked ribs on both sides and a punctured lung, they think he might miss 2 weeks.
God love him. You know, knowing him, he'd probably want to go out there and play.
Fuck.
Yeah. I mean, you don't. but obviously, Howard with a zero, that's. He's probably – that's where he's pissed off. And, of course, he's going to say that Howard would have scored 18 points to lead him to victory. But
yeah,
you never know. And we will be addressing. We have not heard the last of this, I'm sure. Let's go to the Snipers in P4.
Yeah, I think that's the last game. Is that the last game?
That is the last game. this was the game we thought would be the snoozer of the week. And it was.
Yeah, I was going to say, it didn't disappoint.
Well, Murray, I mean, it's always, I mean.
Here. Troy, I want to read you something. 10 catches for 95 yards. You know what that is?
That's a good day.
That is a good day. Yep. That's not a good day when it's Michael Thomas for the year after three games.
Oh, my God.
Three full games played, 10 catches, 95 yards, no touchdowns.
We're week 11 right now.
Yeah, after 10 weeks, he's got 95 yards.
10 catches, 95 yards, zero touchdowns.
Yeah.
That is hard to believe. And this guy just scored that mega, mega contract. And
well, yeah.
Wow. Man.
So, yeah, the Snipers.
That might be the greatest, one of the greatest first round.
Well, you can't. The injury.
I know.
That happens
but
to everybody.
Yeah.
There's a lot of injured players in the beginning. But when you're not injured, you're supposed to do better than 10 catches for 95 yards.
You would expect a little bit more.
Games.
You would expect a little bit more from this caliber of receiver.
Yeah. So the Snipers had Murray, 43 points, Chubb, 21.
Claypool's
20.
That was a good pickup. He got him off the waivers, man.
I think all three of their.
What was he complaining about Chubb this week?
He ran out of bounds. He busted one.
Oh.
And it would have been a 12-pointer.
Oh.
You know, but he still won.
He still
won.
Yeah, he still won.
He wouldn't have got the highest either. So.
Oh, okay.
But he ran out of bounds at the three, and then they nailed on it.
And how about this?
They nailed on it.
How about Gollum? Or
yeah.
Gallman, whatever his name is. Man, that was all of a sudden. They were playing the Eagles.
Yeah, well, you used to have a good run defense.
Not anymore.
No, their Eagles.
No, their defense. I mean,
fell apart.
Yeah, who's their coordinator still? Is it the guy from Detroit?
Schwartz.
I mean, he's a good coach too. I don't get it. Maybe they just don't have players. Maybe it's almost like the Eagles gave up.
And they're in first.
Are they?
Yeah, I think they're still in first.
What a division, man.
There's
I don't get it.
They're rolling into the playoffs.
Yeah, they're rolling in all right. Oh my God. Wow. So,
do you want to? Is there anything you want to say, or should we roll into the upcoming
nothing,
week?
I don't have anything else to talk about. I mean, no. Let's go into the previews.
See if I have anything else to talk about. No, I don't think so.
I think we covered every game. Talked about everything this past week. It was, I don't know, kind of an uneventful week. I think when nobody gets over 140, it means no one really had a major win.
No, this was lower scoring.
That's what I thought so too, and there was no close games. It was kind of just like blah blah week, you know.
Yeah.
So, yeah, let's go into some previews. Where you want to go?
Preview. Oh, wherever you want to go, buddy. Wherever you want to. Should we go?
What do you think the game of the week is?
I think the game of the week is Heroes and the Big TDs.
That's because
playoff implications.
Yeah, pretty much
all over.
Yeah, I mean you have to say that. Whoever wins it is kind of.
They're going to be in the bird
in
cat
the,
bird seat
yeah.
there.
And they even say it's pretty close game as CBS has it at a 52% favor of the Heroes over the Big TDs. Now I don't know if Jerry's got any moves to make, but.
Well, this is a rematch from Week 3, where Jerry lost 150.2 to 97.8, which is. Why, if the Heroes win this, they'll be 5-6. So with the Big TDs, will be 5-6, but they will have no tiebreaker over them. They'd have to beat them straight out.
Who was that again? Sorry. The
Heroes won the first one.
Oh, so but for wild cards, there is no like the tiebreaker's points. Remember that there is no like head to head stuff. There's
still not in a division. It's not how they. Mm-hmm.
No, I mean, we changed that rule a few years back that, you know, the division.
There's too
the
many goddamn rule
division,
changes.
The division winner.
I can't keep up
is
with
based
all
off a or is based off of.
Oh, no.
Yeah, but if we're talking pure wild card position, it's just pure points because we took away all that. Remember, there was always that third.
Well, there is a winning the division, though, right?
Yeah, and I'm just but these two, these two are pretty much going for the wild card, right?
Well,
I mean, they could get back into it, but
it's only one game. I mean, from TDs.
Yeah. I'm not ruling that out. But
I forgot.
You see what I'm saying?
Yes,
yeah.
Absolutely.
So.
Okay. Yep. I have no idea who has more. Probably Heroes probably have more points, I got to think.
I don't know about that.
I don't know. Check the standings. Here, I'll check
No, I got it. It's points four. Oh, it's only 7 points separating. 12-36 for the big TDs and 12-29 for the Heroes. So there's 7 points separating. So they're pretty much, I mean, Jerry's got a game on him.
Yeah.
But if Jerry loses and Heroes win – and all of a sudden, you know, and let's say DFW and Pinnacle Four is Pinnacle Four is out.
Yeah.
If DFW loses and the Heroes win, man, it's going to be a toss up between one of those two.
It's going to be close. So this week, we have Mahomes and Hill are at the dreaded Las Vegas defense. Mahomes and Hill for the Heroes. That sounds like a little bit of a whooping. Pittsburgh
56 over 57 over under there, so they're expecting a ton of points.
Pittsburgh's defense is at Jacksonville. There's a bunch of turnovers waiting.
That's a Sunday night. Wait, the Kansas City is a Sunday night game too, so that's cool.
Yeah, and then Jerry's got Kamara at home against Atlanta, but I think Atlanta's run defense. Of course, it doesn't matter if Kamara will just catch whatever.
Yeah, you know what though, Kamara's questionable again, and they're not even saying why. It's undisclosed. It just came up on the. Yeah, I mean, the Saints are having some issues all of a sudden.
He'll be fine.
I think so, too.
And then he's got Lamar Jackson home against Tennessee. And their defense is a bit of a sieve. But Baltimore's offense has just been really hard to watch. Yeah.
So and who do you like?
I'm going to go with the Heroes. Now, you know what? You need to go first because you're going to – you do this shit.
No. I'm going with the Heroes as well.
Yeah, shocker. Yeah, all right. Thanks, Troy.
I'll go next. I don't mind.
Yeah, you're damn right. You pick one.
Yeah, we better do that. We better
go so back and forth.
Let's go to the dogs and bailing out.
All right, let's go to the dogs.
You know I'm taking this one. I'm going to take the dogs. I think I'm due. I lost a couple. I put up a couple floaters, and I'm due for.
This is also a rematch from week three where you only beat them by 99 points.
That's it.
198 to 99.
I'm going to try to do that. I'm going to try to do that again.
And this is Thursday. Tomorrow night's a pretty big night for you. Or tonight,
yes, it
if
is.
Wilson and Lockett. Maybe Lockett.
Maybe not Lockett. But
at home against Arizona.
And that's a 58-point over-under. They're expecting a lot of points just like it was last time. So,
mm-hmm.
I mean, if you want to talk matchups, I definitely got them this week for sure with Wilson. I got Dolphins going up against the Broncos, who are giving up the most points against defenses. And I got a lot of the fish, and I got a lot of the I got the Saints kicker, who is in a against Atlanta, and those two always have shutouts or blowouts. So I might even start Cook just because I know I want to get some more people in that game.
Right.
Yeah, I really like my chances this week. I mean,
well, for bailing out, he's got Harris at Houston. Damian Harris against Houston. Houston's run defense is horrible.
Yeah, well, Harris is questionable, too.
He's, well, maybe.
So is
Edwards,
so is Ridley.
At Las Vegas. Godwin at the Rams. That's not too easy. Ridley at New Orleans. That's not easy. Tanny at Baltimore. That's not easy.
Ridley's banged up, too.
Yeah, that sounds like I'm going to go with – who are you going with, Troy?
I'm going with the Bulldogs, Mike.
Yeah, me too. Which would be helpful for us.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, it would be. Yeah, yeah. Let's go to the IMS and B team.
There's a pretty good chance you and I are going to be playing weeks 13 and 14.
13 and – oh, that's right.
We finished together, and then I think the first round –
no,
the
that's
playoffs.
Not – that can't happen. Well, oh, in case Joel wins out and less one of us I got the tiebreaker on Joel. Do you?
No, he's got it on me.
See, if I – if I tie with him,
you have to beat, you have to win a division to do that, right?
I know. I'm saying if I end up winning division and But yeah, good chance we will be playing back.
There's a good chance.
I see what you're saying. All right, IMS and B team. This is a great game. I mean, like I said, this is a game between two division winners or leading division.
Yep, 6-4. Yeah.
So it's not much playoff implication, but this is kind of like a get a good gauge on where you're at, Mike.
Yep, yep.
Right now, CBS has you a 33% underdog. That is pretty high. Did you still need to change some?
No, all my dudes are hurt.
Okay.
All my dudes are hurt. So. This has been a weekly, you know, maybe Carson plays. It'll give me a decent chance, but I don't have McCaffrey.
This game's kind of important for B team, though. If they fall back in, you know, they could fall back towards B team and Heroes.
Yeah.
You could, too, if you know, because you've got to figure if I can keep pace.
Yeah, I guess this is
big game. How's Carson? Is he? He's been up in that. You think he's going to do well tomorrow night?
I don't know if he's going to play. He hasn't played in 4 fucking weeks.
Limited practice.
And there's a reason that
he's back at practice.
Russell Wilson has sucked ass for the last 3.
Yeah, that's true.
Carson's not there to block, pick up
blitzes.
True.
He's a good blocker.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's a good player. So let's see here. I have B team as Stafford at Carolina. That's a pretty good matchup. Connor at Jacksonville.
Yeah, but Stafford's dealing with that thumb injury. He may not play.
He's going to play.
He's another tough one.
Who's their backup? You have it pulled up there. Who's
Breeze?
So he don't have anybody up.
He didn't pick another quarterback up yet. I guess
I hope. You know what? I'm going to kick that.
I guess
thumb. I'm going to kick him right in the thumb.
I guess. Stafford. Oh, now you wait. You wait and see what happens when if he's in. That's a 1 o'clock game. Okay, right. Okay, Mike. It's a 1 o'clock game. So if you're going to pick a quarterback up, make sure you do before 1.
Yeah, before like 5:01, I think it is.
Yeah, because if he says if he starts crying about it, he can't start somebody else. Besides, you know, all right, I don't want to hear it. He's got two glaring injuries on his team here.
Good. He also has Thielen home against Dallas. Yeah, he's got some pretty good matchups if Stafford plays. If Stafford doesn't play, I like my chances.
Yeah, I mean, if he's going to start Breeze, I guess so. Maybe he looked around and said, hey, I don't really see much out there. I'll
throw a dollar on Winston, he said. I'm good to roll.
What was that look? Folks, if you could have seen that look. I'm good to roll.
I think I would have maybe put a little more than a dollar.
He had the effort, but just threw a buck.
Yeah. My matchups aren't too good. I see Brady at home against the Rams. McCaffrey.
So you don't see much come out of this game, huh?
Yeah, I don't.
You're only projected to score 88 points.
Yeah, well, I got to put in some home run hitters. I'm gonna change it up a little bit.
Yeah, Robbie Anderson might come through for you there.
Well, he might if Teddy Bridgewater plays. If the other dude
plays. Oh, that's right. I forgot about that. That other guy's oof.
I think I'm gonna put Shark in because he's got a chance to catch.
Oh,
a
I like
bomb.
Shark, baby Shark.
Yep,
baby.
Shark stain. So yeah. I'm going to go with the B team. Who are you going with, Troy?
Judging by the fact that his quarterbacks are a glaring, glaring hole right now, I think I'm going to go with the Imus.
Woo! All right. You win that on the old record sheet.
All right, let's go to the Bada Bing Greeper. Now, you're not going to believe this. Bada Bing, 7-3, division leading, and the Reaper, 4-6.
Uh-huh.
Where a couple weeks ago, they were scraping the bottom of the barrel of this league. Right now, CBS has them as a dead lock, dead even, 50% each.
Wow.
This is too close to call.
This is another rematch. Rematch from week 3. There's a lot of week 3 rematches here. Bing had a 182 win to 122 over the Reaper.
Wow, plus so game back then.
Huh?
What'd you say?
60 points. It was 182 to 182 to 122. You got to pay attention, Troy.
No, I couldn't hear you. I mean, wait, I got these stupid headphones on. They're supposed to help me hear, but I don't think it's working too well.
All right, Joel does catch Alan on a bye. And,
yeah, I saw the Reaper picked up, big surprise here, he picked up Alex Smith, but you know what? Smith has played pretty well last week. He had a career game last week.
How many touchdowns did he throw?
I don't know. He scored like...
I don't know either.
He was like a 300 and almost 400 yards throwing or something like that?
Yeah, it was, I don't know, somewhere over 300.
You know what? Hey, I'll give him credit. At least he picked one up.
Well, click on it. No, I guess it won't show it.
He's got Rivers. I guess he doesn't have the conference.
P. Rivers.
In Rivers.
Yeah.
He's just putting Alex on there.
So he's got, who else is it? He doesn't have good matchups. James Robinson at home against Pittsburgh. Hunt on the road.
Yeah, that's
Philly.
What I mean. I'm surprised CBS has them even like this. This is
Evans
weird.
Has the Rams with, he doesn't have good matchups.
And you look at you look at Joel. I mean, they got Roethlisberger up against the Jags. I mean, that's he's going to light them up.
The rest of those aren't that good either, though. Jacobs at home against Kansas City.
Ooh, yeah.
Adams
and
at
Jacobs
Indy.
Been his bread and butter the last couple weeks too.
Brown at Baltimore, AJ Brown.
A lot of tough matchups.
Yeah, this is.
But I like you. Got to figure Roethlisberger against the Jags. Is it my turn to pick first?
I think
it is. I'm going to take the bada bing.
Yeah, me too.
See, now you're complaining about following, and that you're doing the exact same thing.
Well,
you
I know
of.
Exactly.
You took. You're doing the exact same thing
I
that you accused me of.
I have it written down here. Who I
okay.
have to win?
Yeah. All right. Let's go to snipers and DFW. Now this is a.
You know what?
You lose, you're out, pretty much.
Yeah, I think this could be the highest scoring game of the week.
Really? Yeah.
They have some unbelievable matchups in this one.
This is basically a must-win game for both these two.
And they're both hitting their stride.
Snipers, I mean, they got Murray, Chubb's back now. And, you don't want to – actually, you want to see both these teams out of the playoffs if you are in a contender.
Murray at Seattle.
Oh, yeah, that could be a huge number. That could be like 50-pointers or plus there.
Yeah. Oh man, it's huge. And
Ryan in New Orleans. That's gonna be another. I mean, this is gonna be a good game.
He has Hopkins and Metcalf.
All the other games we talked about had horrible matchups, and now we see this one here. It looks like it's a freaking green light. You know what I mean? Yeah. Metcalf in Arizona tomorrow night. I mean, Hopkins at Seattle. Hopkins going to. I mean, this is crazy. Yeah, you're right. This is gonna be a shootout here.
It's gonna be a shootout. So whose turn is it? Mine? It figures.
It's your turn.
That figures. Why don't you write down who you want? Because I have it.
You're
gonna
wait for much me to.
I have it written
what
down.
A jar. All right. I will write down. I will. How's that?
All right.
I'm gonna cross it off right now.
That's who I have. DFW.
Oh, you looked over here. All right. Yeah. All right. I'm taking DFW too.
All right.
I just think that Metcalf, Ryan, Gurley, Hopkins, those four in those two games, man.
Uh-huh.
It's just I don't see how you can beat them.
It's gonna be close.
It's
gonna
be a shootout, though. It's gonna be a fun game to watch.
Because you got Murray against Seattle.
That's why
you can beat them, and he's got Murray and Kirk. So there's the combo.
That's how you. That's the only way he's gonna beat him. P4 Brothers Grimm. Even though Grimm's 7-3 and P4 is 3-7, it's actually CBS has it. Only a 53% favorite for the Grimm.
Wow.
Yeah. I mean,
I'm only a 30%.
You're only 30. You're a
33%
underdog. You're not getting any love from CBS.
Wow. That's all right. I got to back into those playoffs and hope that McCaffrey will play week 14.
McCaffrey's been an oof. But the guy plays hard. I can see why he'd be dinged up. I mean,
they're just sitting him out.
The hits that he takes, though, when he's out there, he plays.
If it was up to him, he'd be playing. The team wants him to sit out because they're not playing for
anything. Some running backs, like Henry, like it just seems like they kind of like they take hits, like they somehow know how to fall or something like that. McCaffrey, he looks like every single time he gets tackled, he's getting run over by a freaking Mack truck.
Yeah,
I don't get it.
And you know, before this year, he did not miss one day from injury.
Oh, I didn't know
McCaffrey.
That.
McCaffrey,
Oh my.
Not one.
And you take him in?
I take him. He's played three.
Oh, man.
In those three games, I'm 3-0, but what the hell. Where are we at? We're at the P4. Is that where we're at?
Before Brothers Grimm.
This is another rematch. Grimm won 135.
Yeah, these are all division games this week.
Well, not
most,
all.
Yeah, most of them are. You're right.
Two of
them
that aren't.
Yep.
So they both have tough matchups. Grimm has just.
Well, I'll tell you what.
So much more talent.
Yeah, but you know what? I watched that Indianapolis game last Thursday. That is a good defense.
Oh, yeah.
And Packers this last couple of years always seem to, like, lay an egg on, like, somebody who is capable of punching them in the nose. So, I think they're going to probably lose to Indianapolis this week. And I don't know if they're going to if he can count on too many points from Jones and Rodgers, to be honest.
Well,
See that move that did you see that kind of that sneaky move that the Heroes did, picking up Cook's backup in Minneapolis?
Oh, yeah, yeah. You know, I did. I saw
you
that.
Talked about him a couple weeks ago. I forget
Madison,
his name. Yeah, Madison. And Joel had him earlier in the year, too.
The problem, I saw he was out
I
there.
I see Carter's points, though. Because that dude just another one. He runs like a ram, like just slamming his head into a wall.
The only problem is that he's not playing now. He's not playing enough to help him now. And if he does get in, if he makes it to the playoffs, he's got like three horrible matchups, or I wouldn't want to play him anyway.
That's a good point. That is a good point.
So all right, you're hoping the other guy gets hurt. He does get hurt, and then you put him in, and he gets 40 yards because they're playing brutal defense.
Maybe he just wanted to keep him off the Grimm.
I'd want the Grimm to have him, so that if I'm telling you, he's got terrible matchups.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Is it up there? What do you got? Tell me what he's got. Week 14, 15, and 16 for Madison.
Let me see. We have
hit profile.
Tampa Bay at Tampa Bay is week 14.
Great run defense.
At Chicago.
Great run defense.
Actually, no, Chicago home. And then at New Orleans on week 16.
There you go. Hey, good luck.
Jacksonville
stick
week
13.
But yeah.
He played. He had a great matchup once earlier with Cook out, and he laid an egg. So I'm.
Well, I mean.
It was worth the $2.
Yeah. I mean, if anything, he's tweaking the Grimm a little bit, but.
Well,
what is he going to get out of it? I don't
know.
No,
he's got four wins in the year. Maybe he should worry about bettering his team
than
tweaking
the
Grimm.
Wow. Wow, Mike. You're really making a lot of
I handed it to him this
you're
week.
Really
because his quarterback could not throw one touchdown.
You're a regular Dale Carnegie of the BCFL. You're making friends and influencing people every week here.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, you never heard of
Dale Carnegie? Is that from Carnegie Hall?
No. No, you never I guess you've never been in sales or any kind of corporate you never heard
of
this?
Do I look like a salesperson?
No. Well, you sell fish. You deliver fish.
No, I deliver fish.
You deliver it?
I don't
so
sell
So you
it.
Deliver the fish that were sold. But
and I say, if that stinks, it's not on me.
Oh!
I'm just a fish man.
Yeah, you're fish man. I like that. All right. Well, I guess it's my turn to pick, right?
Yeah, I think. Is it?
Yeah, because you just made me write down
that's
DFW.
That's right, you're right.
Even though CBS has this close, I refuse to take a team that has Devontae Parker in their lineup. I'm going Brothers Grimm.
Yeah, me too.
We have one game different, your game.
Yeah. And I hope I'm wrong.
I'm taking you and you don't. Weird.
All right. We have one more? Is that it? That's not it, is it?
That's it. We got them all.
Really?
That's it. Yeah.
Okay. Oh, all right. I don't know.
Where are we at?
We got six games there? One, two, three,
yeah,
four.
Yeah, one, two, three, all four, right. Five, six. Yeah, we're at over an hour. We're an hour and five. I mean, BCFL memory. Can you help me out here? I'm kind of drained. I mean, I have a couple here in my head. You don't have any either?
I got nothing
in your head?
I got nothing in my head. The only thing that popped in my head.
How about Black Sunday? You remember Black Sunday? It was referred to as Black Sunday. This is going back.
Is that in that strip club?
No.
Black
no,
Sunday.
No.
That
no.
was in Pittsburgh.
No. We.
That was only a joke. I'm just
what are
kidding.
You talking about?
I don't know. It was black. It was a joke about black strippers.
Oh, no, I don't know what you're talking about. But Black Sunday is something that we refer to. It was a day, I'm going to say, man, this was...
That one Carter was betting like hundreds of dollars and
yeah, let's
thousands
talk about
of
that.
Dollars
so, yeah,
at your house?
Yeah, it was a soup party. It was a soup party day.
Oh.
It was...
So, yes, I remember.
I was still married at the time. Believe it or not, when I was married, I...
Are you sure you were married?
Yeah, we're not going to talk about this again. I was living at my folks' place. And you know the
while
other side,
you were married.
That's where Eileen and I lived. Yeah, we lived together at down in Robinsonia, across from the J&A or Robbie House.
Okay,
we had an apartment there for a while, and then we moved in to across from my mom.
Oh, and then not in with your mom.
You've been over there a bunch of times. Oh yeah, but at that time it was a townhome. It was a double
actual
home.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you don't remember? We watched many games there together. You actually remember on an you man, your brain. You may have a disease. I may have a disease. Yeah, I think you do have a fucking disease, dude. You on Memorial Day. You remember Memorial Day, like in the late 90s? You and me put together that huge entertainment center. Back in those days, the big TVs that were like 32 inches, but they were like this deep. They were 4 feet deep, but they were still tubes. And it was this gigantic entertainment center you helped me put together on the day of the Indianapolis 500, like Memorial Day. You don't remember that?
No.
Wow, man, you are.
No.
We watch football.
I usually don't put anything together. I can't build
shit.
Yeah,
you helped me do that all day. It was like good solid 2 or 3 hours. I don't know why you were there, but you helped me do it.
Well, you probably asked.
I don't think I did, but
I just showed up.
I think you probably just showed up. Yeah, anyway,
nothing to do. Maybe I'll swing into Troy's.
Yeah, well, at that time,
and,
you know, when Eileen and I, when we were married, we lived there, and like I said, it was two homes there. It was
okay. I
know,
do remember that a little bit. All
yeah,
right. Uh-huh.
Yeah, and then since we lit, and then
I almost remember putting together something that.
Yeah, yeah, it was a big wooden entertainment center, and then when we moved out. Then my mom, she broke down she had opened up the walls, and now it's a big single
home.
Nice,
yeah.
But anyway, when I was living there, I think this is like 1998 or around that time, Carter was still in the area. He was not, I don't even think he was married yet. He might have been living down in D.C. Or maybe he used to live, remember he used to live in Sinking Spring with that one girl, that one Penske
I don't remember.
Secretary.
I don't know anything about this.
Oh, that
story.
Was just no. They were just friends. But he worked for Penske at the time.
You just
too.
Lived with somebody that was a friend.
He was a roommate. Yeah. Well, I think she owned the house, but he was renting a room from her and or something like that.
That's what they call.
That was in the 90s because I've watched a couple UFC fights over there. He would get pay per view and stuff.
Oh.
And, but he may have been living there, or I know at one point he moved down to D.C. and was living down there for a while. I think that's where he met Cheryl, his wife now, down in D.C. But. I have a feeling this was if memory serves me right, he was down in D.C. and drove up, which made his day even longer. He drove up, and Carter got there really early. It was me and Yingsty. It was, man, I want to say like 7:30, 8 o'clock in the morning. It was just where like the mist was coming off of the soup. Nah. It was just the water was the soup was just starting to boil. You know, it wasn't even like warm yet, and it was a miserable day. It was like. Gray. It was a late. Now I don't make soup past October, second week of October.
Throw some Lombardi grass in there?
Yeah, oh yeah, definitely. That time we were definitely throwing Lombardi in there. Not till it was boiling, though.
No.
But
for safety reasons.
Back in those days, we used to have soup late in the year for some reason. We wanted to tailgate and we thought it was cool to be cold. And then it got really. This year, and it was a rainy. And then this is the year that.
Did we play football?
Oh yeah, we did a couple times. Remember we put Corey up the middle?
Yeah.
It got ugly. But this year
I remember Corey's brother just flattening me. Or was that Tony Weyerbach's brother? Somebody just trucked me. It was like every goddamn play.
Tony Weyerbach. Oh, that's a different story. All yeah, right, that's right, cool. I remember that one. But yeah, that one I remember that game. But this was Carter got there early. It was me and him. He said he's bringing breakfast sandwiches and his breakfast sandwiches were steaks, and I'm not talking sausage patties that you can bite into easily. These things are like round steaks that we put into a bun. And Cantus was there by the time. He's like, this ain't no fucking breakfast sandwich. This is a round steak in a bun. So yeah, I remember he brought that. Then, and this is when Carter was, you know, I don't know if he still does. We don't talk about it. As a matter of fact, I don't remember Carter discussing much about gambling most after this day. But I know that at that time, I never really did gamble on football a lot. I did in the early 90s, but never heavy. And it's one of those things where I know that if I would start, I'd get wrapped up into it. And it's just, you know, I got a police. Hold on.
Yeah, I got in trouble.
Let me finish my beer here. I got to police some of my problems.
Yeah, it wasn't good lion's head.
But anyway, I know the Hummels were betting heavy, and I think at that point, Morgani was even involved into the gambling aspect.
Now betting heavy. When you say betting heavy, for me, that's $50.
No. These guys were okay. So 1 o'clock comes along. Now by this time, the weather turned, and it was no longer like a nice day. We moved everything into my shanty area.
Yeah,
that's the only time I've ever cleaned that shanty out. That's the only time in 40 years that I know of that there's been stuff actually moved out that people can actually sit in there and talk. It has never seen that. It hasn't seen it to this. If you went in there today, you wouldn't even recognize it. But anyway, it was cold, and we moved the TVs inside there.
Yeah.
Because it was raining.
Yep.
And I forget. I know Carter. I think it was he. What he was doing was he bet like five. I think he bet 500 on the 1 o'clock game. Now I forget who the hell the 1 o'clock game was.
Well, bottom of the line, he didn't.
He
win
didn't
that.
Win it.
He didn't win that.
And
I remember
he
that.
He lost, and then he's like, he's like, fuck it.
Yeah.
He doubles down.
Sure.
At four.
That's what you do.
So he bets 1,000 to. Okay, then he lost that.
Yeah.
Then he lost that one.
Yeah, so then.
And now the mood is starting to turn,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, now we're talking it serious. He's down 1,500.
The mood is starting to shift a little bit.
Oh, no,
and
the
people are starting to, kind of stand back a little bit and give him some room. And everyone, the whispers are starting, you know, like Hardy's like, Jesus Christ, did you hear about Carter? Everyone's like, whoa. And everyone's like, everyone had these like big bug eyes, like, what the fuck is he doing, man?
Yeah.
And sure enough, 7 o'clock comes around. Yeah. What does he do?
Yeah, he doubles.
He doubles again.
Yeah.
And I remember it was a close game, too, that 7 o'clock game, I think. I think it was the Eagles and the Giants, if I remember correctly.
I'm pretty sure I passed out shortly.
There was only a few of us still there. I think Morgan. It was only, and I just remember the look on Carter's and Morgani's face, because Morgani had money on it too. But the look on Carter's face at the end of that day when he, like.
It's called Black Monday. Black Sunday.
When he lost all three in a row and doubled down each time.
Yeah.
And then he had to go back home.
So he lost 500, then 1,000, 1,500,
and then
another
2,000.
No, 1,500.
Oh, 1,500, yes. So 3,000.
3,000.
Yep.
Yeah.
No, these are all, this is going by, if he can correct it, I'm pretty accurate.
Points. He probably wasn't actually dealing dollars.
No. We're he was definitely dealing in
for
dollars.
For the sake of the podcast, I'm pretty sure it was points. Yeah.
Good point, Mike. It was absolutely points.
Yeah.
What am I saying? I don't know what I was talking about. And none of these people were actually, you know, this is all for fun and games.
Yeah.
But.
And the names were changed.
It wasn't even Carter.
No.
It was Mike Hart. No. I just think, I just remember saying, like, man, I remember looking at Carter, and he's giving me one of these looks not anger, not sadness, not pain, but a look like.
I want to blow you for three
almost
grand.
No, I think it was more of a look of like disbelief. Is what it was. It was like a look of disbelief. Like,
it's not hard to lose three games.
It really isn't. But I mean, no, it's true. But that's a good point. It's not. It's not hard. But when you double down each time, thinking you're going to get back even, I see what he was doing.
Yeah.
But I don't know.
And he's living in Vegas now. I'm sure things are.
I'm sure he could tell the
swimmingly.
Story. Oh yeah. I'm. No, as a matter of fact, I know he does go. I don't think he, you know, I don't think he's a heavy gambler anymore. I don't know that.
Well, I know.
I don't know that
he
for
takes
sure.
money from off of me every year.
I don't know that. He loves to make bets. He loves to gamble. I get it. I don't know how much he's. It's none of my business how much he's throwing around. But
that's correct, Troy.
But I just know what happened that day, and it was one of those days where Black Sunday. You know, I think everybody who was there remembers what happened there that day with Sean and. Because everybody was talking about it, you know, and everybody felt bad for Sean, and
everybody pitched in, gave him some.
But
points,
nobody actually, nobody pitched in and helped him with his debt on points. No, we weren't going to do that. I guess. I mean, we should have passed the hat, maybe.
Yeah, you could have picked up a big 20 spot.
I don't know. It was
for the steak burgers.
Nope. Yeah, the round steak burgers. The breakfast sandwiches.
Breakfast sandwiches.
That's the best one I can think of right now. I mean, it's one of those things that I'll never forget. I mean, we're talking about 22 years ago. We're talking over 20 years ago this happened, and losing $3,000 then.
That would have been when I won in '98.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but think about that too. $3,000 is a lot. Was a lot more money back in 1998. You know what I mean? Like, you know, I'm serious. Think about that.
Yeah,
like, $3,000 today is one thing. $3,000 in 1998 was another thing. And it might have even been more. I don't even know. I think he doubled down at starting at 500. But all I know is I walked away like, holy shit, that's a lot of money to lose.
Yeah, that's a whole entertainment center.
No, a little bit more than that.
Well.
Yeah, I think we're going to call it, Mike.
I think we should call it. And it would be wonderful if we can hear this one.
Yeah.
Maybe not.
It would be nice. Let's call it. It's been a good week. I want to thank everyone and wish everyone luck going into week 11. We're getting down to the run, getting down to some really important games. It's amazing we got this far.
How about it?
We're going to actually finish this year.
We're powering through.
God willing. And now we're getting to some really, really close games. And
we'll have the elimination death pool.
The elimination is up for grabs this week.
Yeah.
So
good luck to both of those teams.
The bailing out and the Bing.
That's awesome.
Good luck to everyone. I'd like to thank my co-host, good friend.
I'd like to end this, if you don't mind, Troy.
Oh, well, okay.
Sure. No, I'm just kidding.
Oh. Do you have any final words for the evening, Mike?
I'd like to. No, I can't
say
think
goodbye
of
to Goldie.
Goldie, that's it. I can't think of the name.
Yeah, she's looks.
Bye, Goldie.
She's sleeping, isn't she?
I'm sure we'll see you next week. Yeah,
she's getting tired.
Yeah.
So my name is Troy Keener. This is. I'd like to thank our sponsors for the week. Lion's Head.
Oh, they never tasted better.
Yeah, they were actually pretty good tonight.
Yep. Excellent.
And,
excellent.
We want to thank their executives. They said that at some point they're going to have to come, you know, give us another say.
Maybe they should stay and do a podcast.
I've offered that to the Lions Head professional or the executives. And
we can talk about the trades that
they've made. Well, he makes his rounds pretty early in the day, and he usually stops in here around 4 p.m. or so. So he doesn't want to hang out till you get over
here. Well, I can do it here at 4.
Oh, I didn't know that.
On a Wednesday. Well, yeah, usually. Aren't you working? Oh, apparently you're not. But
I could get off at 4. Yeah, we could.
I'll
try to get him in here some for that, you know. That's a
good
point.
I had a haircut today. Thanks for noticing. Yeah.
No, I haven't had one since February.
Thanks for noticing that. I do see that.
Yeah, chicks dig it.
Do they?
No. I don't know why I said that. they don't. Trust me. They do not, in fact. Not at all. What else were we talking about? Next week we're going to be bringing the podcast. We're going to be taking it to the greens, right? You have off?
I don't have off the day before Thanksgiving, but it should be.
Oh, that's
if
right.
You
we made it. We made it noon at Galen Hall.
Noon at Galen Hall?
Yeah, we figured maybe you can do the back.
Absolutely. I'll be there at some point.
Okay. Yeah, Yingstie's going to play Joel. And then Joel's going to try out his new – he got a brand new set of clubs that he had fitted.
So there's three of you and me? Or
We'll have you'll have an open spot.
Okay, that's what
with Yingsty.
I didn't know if I had to follow behind and.
No. Yingsty has a seat in his cart for you.
Well, I'll have to drive out there. See, that Galen Hall isn't that one that wraps back, so I'll have my own car.
Catch
up to you.
Oh, you're right.
We'll be all right.
Oh, man, I forgot all about that.
But I would like to. I mean, Chris and I.
Yeah.
We could squeeze into a car.
He's actually pretty good. He's, you know, Chris.
I'm sure. I know.
Yeah.
He's better than I am.
He's a damn good golfer.
He plays Galen Hall
morning. Every Sunday morning. He has the first tee off ever for like 30 years or something like that. First tee off.
All right, let's wrap this up, Troy.
Let's wrap it up. my name is Troy Keener. I am the commissioner of the BCFL. And
I got a joke for you. One quick joke. This is my favorite joke.
This fucking guy. Go ahead. Go ahead.
This is the oldest favorite joke. How do you get Michael Jackson into a department store?
I have no idea.
Tell him the little boy's pants are half off. Thank you.
Okay. Wow. Let me try this again. My name is Troy Keener. I'm commissioner of the BCFL. This has been a Soup Party Productions production. Good evening.
Bring on Mel.
It's not Mel Torme, dude. It's Bert Baccarat.
Bring on Bert.
What the world needs now is love, sweet love. No,
it's the only thing
that there's just too little of.
What the world needs now
is love, sweet love. No, not just for some, but for everyone.